Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Okay, well, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous... emphasis on ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and much dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. It's basically just idiots pretending under the guise of science to have a purpose and then just making jokes about horse penis. So,
and nipples.
From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but your Montana Mountain King, broadcasting from Siege's future bedroom.
Hell yeah.
He's now officially the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. He's Brandon from the internet. Lord Brandon.
Hello, welcome.
My lord.
You're not allowed to look at me directly in the eyes. You have to keep at least 69 feet away from me at all times. Can I tell you guys about something that my kid asked my wife yesterday?
Yes.
He asked her, I'm trying to find it because she texted it to me because it was so funny.
Okay. Hold on. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. He's Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hi.
Hi. Ni howdy.
He's big in China.
He's big in China. Well, here too.
I should have changed it to not my grossest friend. Siege. We'll get to that here in a minute. So, Brandon, wait. you have a cute text from your wife about your kid.
Cute. I did not say.
Okay, got it.
The text I got from my wife was her relaying something that my kid asked her, my 3-year-old, and she said, "Stone, his name. Does Daddy not poop his pants anymore?" And she said,
"The donuts fixed him."
She said, "I honestly didn't know how to answer that." And then I told her that like somehow magically you guys undid every like I. Choking on a donut.
You're welcome.
Set the stage.
You were in some grade.
Fifth grade. We've all heard the story at this point.
But just set it up for people.
Yeah, okay. In the worst day of my life ever, I choked on a donut and crapped my pants in the same day. And I was in fifth grade, so those are the two like most mortifying things. Actually, I mean, like crapping your pants is probably something that you would think about actively wishing that would never happen to you in fifth grade. Choking on a donut is like out of left field. Like,
yeah.
That's like, oh, I did not
That's
have
a
that
wild card.
Yeah, exactly. So, So anyway, it was bad. Had to call my mom. They took me to the ER because of it. I almost died. There's a lot of other things that happened. Like my friend called me, well, sorry, already early on.
Didn't the firemen say you had like donut in your lungs too?
Yeah, well, they were worried about it. And so they took me to, they were worried about me having inhaled donut. And so they took me to the ER.
My mom, donut lung.
Oh, honey glazed lung over there. They honey coated lung. Ooh, that kind of sounds nice. Ooh, that also sounds like what you get after you vape too much. Like,
they probably eat that in Italy.
If it's the sheep, you feed it to your dog when it's dried.
Yeah.
What did you call it? Did you say a honey lung? Is that what you said?
Honey lung. Ooh, honey lung sounds good.
Honey lung sounds even
what
better.
What did you say? Honey glazed?
Honey code lung? Anyway, I...
Now I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Honey glazed.
The donut that I had choked on was a honey glazed from Krispy Kreme. And somehow you guys stoichiometried the date of the... I don't even know what date it actually happened, but you guys had determined that it was January something,
25th.
January 25th specifically.
Of your fifth grade year.
But you remember wearing shorts.
I do, yeah.
If you were going to crap your pants, you'd probably remember what pants you crapped.
Well, this was the whole thing. Like, I crapped my pants. This is the whole thing, guys. I crapped my pants.
Sure.
And then we were sitting in a circle. And then I was like, I gotta go. And so I went to the bathroom and I tried to flush my boxers down the toilet, which didn't work. And then I went back to class. And the reason I specifically remember wearing shorts is because, like, we were sitting in this big circle for some reason. Like, it was either a reading thing or a sharing thing. And we were sitting in this big circle and I was wearing shorts and I was just really concerned about anybody being able to sit across from the circle from me and see up my shorts into my penis.
So, from Billy Madison, did you see that guy's balls?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was worried about.
The story gets even better.
So one time I'm sitting in the living room during the summer with my folks or whatever, and I'm just hanging out, and my dad in front of like my mom and maybe someone else was like, "Hey, I can see your testicles."
So you know what I was worried about.
I was 38 years old.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, could he?
I mean, I don't know why he would lie. Like, yeah, what a weird thing to shout across the room if he was lying. That'd be awesome. Okay. Well, so do you still crap? You don't crap your pants anymore?
I don't crap. Well, so this is the thing. You guys determined that was the date. And then I don't know if we've already talked about this on the podcast. We probably have, but like, on January 25th, AKA like a couple of weeks ago, you guys sent me a box of donuts. You had DoorDash. What you actually did was DoorDashed a box of donuts to my elderly neighbor.
I don't think that was our fault.
No, it wasn't. For sure that the Uber Eats or DoorDash or whoever the driver was like took it to the wrong house, and I hadn't met this.
Siege definitely sent me your address so that way we could like look it up on Google Maps or whatever. That was fun.
Yeah, this lady's like the neighbor. I hadn't met her yet. Her name's Claudia, and she's awesome. But the I had not met her yet, and so I was just like, well, I'm going to go porch pirate my own donuts off of this 82-year-old lady's front porch.
Way to introduce yourself to the neighbors, stealing candy from her.
Yeah. So I brought them back, and ever since I ate those donuts, you guys, I have had the most like satisfying, clean, healthy like I don't know if these were like fiber
honey
donuts
glazed.
Or something like that, but
honey glazed.
But I kid you not, like I will I don't know what it is, but like in the last couple of years, if I drink at all, like if I have a glass of wine or a beer, it ruins my stomach. Like I just can't. But I have been drinking and still pooping great. So your donuts like undid the curse of the baby nuts donuts, which is what I call those from fifth grade. So thank you guys so much.
I meant to add
doing it
something about your donut hole to your intro. I gotta remember to do that.
Oh,
next
that's
time.
Right.
Yeah.
They were the little donuts too. Oh, yeah, it was so good. I didn't even
those,
know
those. Where were they from? Those were awesome, dude.
They were
I was like
creams.
So jealous that the donuts we sent you were what I wanted.
Thank you guys, they were very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you for celebrating that anniversary.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I also received a gift courtesy of Siege's magic work this week. Are you ready for a big podcast reveal?
Oh, yeah.
Whip it out.
Turn this off. I won't be able to hear you for a second. Give me a second here. Ready? We're taking the studio to a whole new level here. Hold on. Let me just...
No. What?
Can you see it?
It's a Godzilla neon?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Look at him.
That thing is...
Happy birthday indeed.
That thing is good, huh?
Wow.
No one can understand what this is. We're just going like, wow, cool. Wow.
Yeah.
It is a Godzilla neon. It's a...
Yeah. Siege sent me an LED neon of Godzilla roaring, and it's in very Miami colors, and it's incredible. So,
wow.
Thank you to Siege for recognizing my birthday. I appreciate that. I don't have a good relationship with my birthday, and so I don't particularly like it. But it sure made the day after my birthday real nice when it got here. So thanks, Siege. I appreciate you.
We're gonna turn that around. We're gonna make you hate it even more.
Oh, good. Siege's favorite show. Make it worse.
Make it worse.
Do I have that music still?
He's gonna send a King Kong neon that you have to put in there, and you have to smash the Godzilla neon with
Siege. Hit the music.
Neon.
It's time for America's favorite game show, Make It Worse! And here's your host, your friend Siege.
I guess we're playing Make It Worse, and I'm your host, Gregor. Make It Worse!
Well, let me set the background for this. You can kill the music, it's fine, because, when I was 25, this is weird. This has happened multiple times in my life now. I was friends with a guy, and he had a brother whose birthday was the same day as mine. Just like Brandon, his
it's faded
stoner brother,
yeah,
right?
Weed brother.
Thank you, Weed brother has the same birthday as me, which is nice. And also, shout outs to anyone who sent me a message that heard about it on this podcast. That was really nice. Even though I'm birthday averse, it still made me anytime I realize that anything we say is entertaining you or connecting with you, it does make me pretty happy or whatever. But it was my 25th birthday. And the only thing you have to look forward to in life stops at 25, and that's getting a better rate on your car insurance. And so it was my 25th birthday. I was feeling kind of down about it. Nobody, literally nobody in my life said anything to me about my birthday. And I was like, all right, well, this is what it's like to feel old and lonely. I got a phone call at 11 p.m. from my mother, who woke up in the middle of the night and was like, oh, my God. This bothered my mother for a long time. She was a very detail-oriented and astute about these things. But yeah, even my buddy who was like, oh, my brother's birthday is tomorrow too, he didn't say anything. So it was a whole thing. And I was like, this is... So shout outs to... I don't expect anyone to now because we're old and have kids and stuff like that, but I'm dead inside. But that was... I think that was kind of the beginning of me being dead inside, actually, was that birthday or whatever. So
I would say it's actually kind of cool that both of us have been able to tell our origin stories of the trauma that affected us for the rest of our life.
Dead
within the first
dads,
10 minutes of this podcast.
Back after this.
Siege, would you like to share?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a couple years ago, my 5 or 6 years ago, my entire family forgot my birthday. And I'm kind of easy to remember, but I'm also hard
not
to forget.
Easy before.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I am kind of a slut. but honestly, I hadn't had a birthday since I was 8 years old. Not even joking. I hadn't had a party or a celebration or anything like that. I mean, I've had people saying happy birthday to me because it's literally 2 days before Christmas. Who the hell can do anything that time of year?
And then Nerd Talk Plus shows up.
Exactly. Nerd Talk Plus has come out of the woodworks and shown me love every single year. And I can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, Brad Evans with the 6-minute message that we thought we were going to get 30 seconds of. Yeah.
I need to isolate that.
So. Just a little tangent real quick. I happened to find out about the new Sounders kit launch that's happening, and I'm trying to schedule Brad Evans to come into the radio station to
do a full 90.
No, that's a. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that we don't do anymore.
I think it's still there. I think it's still on.
Oh, it's still there. It's still there.
That's awesome. My company's awesome sometimes. So, Okay, so Siege, no one loves him on his birthday because everyone's too worried about Christmas shopping. Brandon crapped his pants after choking on a donut, but now has regular poops, which is amazing. And I hate my birthday. I can actually make my birthday worse, so if someone else wants to go first for make it worse, how do you make Gerg's birthday worse? How do you do it? I have two levels that I could do this on.
Oh, man.
I'll go first. Okay. I don't like anyone knowing that it's my birthday. I don't put it on anything. I don't, except for every app that I'm a member of or every place that has a rewards club that'll give me a free burger for my birthday.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Shout out to Redurban.
Yeah, I missed mine this year because it's the month of your birthday, not like a week around it. So like, I just went today and I was like, I bet you it's a week tomorrow. I bet you could get a free Red Robin for dinner tonight. Wrong.
Dude, I bet you could convince the 17-year-old that would serve you your food that it was fine.
Yeah. Or just run.
Yeah.
So
there, you just made your own birthday worse.
Yeah, there you go.
I fought a high schooler. At least they weren't autistic like that other guy.
Damn it.
Maybe they were, though. Who knows?
I didn't fight that guy, okay? I just told him to, like, stop being a jerk about my kid. That's all I said. I
really
did the right thing.
Wanted to.
No, it's canon. It's canon. You did.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah. Fought autistic.
It's true.
Man. Yeah.
Why'd you take karate if you were going to fight?
I almost spilled my coffee.
I usually defend jokes, but I can't defend that. Okay, so on my birthday, I don't like my birthday, and then we had a new person at work start whom I love, and I'm not, this is not talking smack, but this person is like Kristen Taylor. She's like, hey, on my birthday 2 years ago, she posted a thing. It was like, it's Gregor's birthday, and then like all these people were messaging me, and I didn't know why, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I was like, do not do that. I like got like visibly mad about it. I was like, this is not okay.
Turned it's red a very nice, instead of purple.
Very nice gesture. But, and so then last year she posted something again. I was like, would you stop it? Like, I don't like this. And then this year she texted me to be like, hey, is this the picture I should use for your birthday post? And I was like, listen here, don't ever use any picture of me ever for a birthday post. If you want to celebrate me, you can celebrate the day that I started at the end, which happens to be May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. 16 years ago-ish, you know.
I feel like that's the part, like the birthday trauma is what started you on your supervillain path. And then May the 4th basically becoming the rest of your identity.
I bought myself a double headed lightsaber, not what Siege was thinking. And,
was it Mace Windows?
I thought you said Windows. It like makes the startup sound instead of like the. It's like.
<Ba-da-da-da>.
Every time, Mace Windows.
You can play Minesweeper on it.
Absolutely. It gets viruses often, though. It's not great.
Don't we all?
Mace Windows. Best Star Wars character ever.
I want to go back and like every scene with him turning on. I just put like the Windows 95 logo on his head. Every time he turns on or off,
that's kind of how I think. That's kind of how I think of Pattern from the Stormlight. It's geometric head. It's just the old Windows logo.
Dude,
that's
exactly how I picture it, too.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Wait, what was it? What did we just say? Mace Windows. Okay, so I'm just taking notes here. Okay, so should I make it worse?
By all means.
Palpatine would be like Mac.
What's that?
No, I'm just trying to think of like what the Apple.
He's trying would to stoichiometry Mace Windows to Apple.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Somebody took their pills today.
So it was me. So this one's a bummer. Okay, I was living in Las Vegas. I had lost my job like the week before Thanksgiving,
nice.
And I had been tipped off to a job in Seattle. And it's my 29th birthday, and I get a phone call, and it's from... let me back up just a couple days. A couple days before that, I had sent an email to the guy that I had been... no, I get this wrong. It's my 29th birthday. I get a phone call, and it's like, Greg, congratulations, you are hired. And I was like, I get to work at the end in Seattle. This is incredible. What a day. The radio station that laid me off brought me back on part-time to do just so I didn't die. Because I gave up my whole life and moved there for 4 months before being laid off. And so that guy was doing like graphic design. I'm not qualified. I was doing graphic design for their websites or something like that. And so I went in and I was like, guess what? I just got a new job. This is awesome. I can't wait. Blah, blah, blah. Then I called my roommate and I was like, he's like, it's your birthday. Let's go get sushi. And I was like, absolutely, we're doing that. And the time he got off work 3 or 4 hours later, and then I get another phone call from the same program director, and he goes, hey, I've got terrible news. And I was like, okay. And this is after I told him it was my birthday, so he felt like real dick. He was like, I didn't go to the general manager before I made the decision, or before I announced the decision. I just called you first because I was excited. When I went to him, he said, hiring freeze. We're not hiring anybody. We have no budget. We're locked down for the foreseeable future. You don't have a job. I was like, great. That's
fun.
Oh.
Awesome. So we went to... We went to sushi, and we got it on trade, which is in the business. They like we had a gift certificate, and my roommate felt real bad, but then still made me pay my portion of the tip, which is awesome. And so this is 4 years after having turned 25, and again, no one from my family has reached out to me. So I just call them because I'm like, you jerks, but whatever. They're old people who are fine. I call and no one picks up my call. Not like nobody is talking to me for my birthday from my family. I was like, well, this is weird. I get a call at 11 o'clock at night from my dad. And he's like, hey, I didn't want to forget your birthday. Your mom collapsed. We're in the hospital. We don't know what's wrong with her head. And I was like, all right.
Sweet.
Jeez.
It ended up being brain cancer and killing her later, but it was so that was a bad day. And so, you know, since then it really hasn't been great, but then I can make it better. Shout outs to Joe Hamill. The next year I got the job in Seattle. I sent an email to the program director the day the Sounders started playing in Seattle in the MLS. They beat the New York Red Bulls, I believe 2-1 or 2-0 that day. It was the first ever game for Seattle Sounders in MLS, and it was awesome. And I watched it on TV, and I was like, when I was there, they were advertising it. When I was like interviewing and stuff, they're advertising it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be my team when I move there. That's so cool if I get the job. And then I got the job, then I didn't get the job. Fine. So I sent him an email to be like, I'm watching that soccer match at home. This is incredible. You guys are so lucky to have that. Hope you're doing well. By the way, my friend from Vegas is moving to Seattle, and she's just looking to see if you have any part-time hours. Would you be willing to hire her? And so I get a call back like an hour later from him, and I was like, or the next morning or whatever. And he's like, hey, man, good news. And I was like, oh, good. He's going to hire Ashley. That's great. Or Pepper, as you might have known her from the radio station here. And he's like, good news. I finally got the budget approved. You're hired. And I was like, so wait, you're not calling about Pepper? And he was like, what the hell is Pepper? I was like, huh? She ended up getting hired, which was very nice. But I ended up getting the job eventually and moving to Seattle, and then I've been here since or whatever. So I made it worse twice, and then it got better. Does that work?
I wish you would have ended on...
And then I found $20.
Yeah, no. I wish you would have ended on the whole, like, my dad called me to let me know that my mom was basically dying, and then Siege could have hit the ding.
Hey, Greg, what?
Nope, not that one. Not in that moment.
What was that?
Why don't you go piss your pants again?
Hey, that's like the perfect that Megazord of me, too. Of me and Greg.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
An alternate reality. Yeah. I'd be a Megazord with you, Brandon. That sounds awesome. Dude, I'd be with all you guys. That'd be great.
Oh, man.
I would which part of the body would you want to be?
Crotch. That we could...
I mean... Did you have to ask?
All I require is that I am then not the right arm, okay? That's all I need.
Oh, no, you're definitely the soft hands.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Listen, I'm ambidextrous, so it doesn't really matter which side you are. You're getting abused.
Can I be the rib, the lower rib?
He's broken.
Oh.
Anyway, you'll try again?
Every time I cough.
And then my dad called to say, your mom's dying.
Blur.
Yeah, there it is.
What's that other one? Blur.
I don't know. That was just his voice.
I can't see anything anymore.
Do you guys know how? So there's a show It's called The Bachelor. You guys have heard of it.
Sure.
It's from what I understand,
I star Brandon, in the fat one.
I haven't heard of it. I've only heard of The Fat Bachelor. Fat Bachelor. Is it like that?
Guys, no, this is what I'm saying. I this is where I'm going with it. The regular Bachelor, which we should start calling it Skinny Bachelor, so people start wondering.
A spinoff on our show?
Yeah.
Okay,
got
it. Yeah. People,
your nails all purple.
I got purple nails, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could show you guys my silver ones.
I also got silver nails on my toes.
Did you?
Oh, let's look at each other's feet.
Brandon, settle down.
I mean, cool, guys.
Let's fill my up toenails the group chat yellow. With toe picks.
Dad?
Guys, I just keep thinking about how well The Fat Bachelor would actually do as a show.
Like, it would be incredible. Have you seen America? Like, we would eat that up.
Oh gosh,
it would Fat Bachelor.
That's actually the tagline for the show. Fat Bachelor, you'll eat this up.
My question. I'm not trying to be a pig. It's going to come across that way, but I want to know.
Yes, we do it in a Waffle House.
Question of the week. Do you think that the Fat Bachelorette would get any ratings?
Or we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You think so, Siege?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You know how many people like to go after Thick with three C's?
I don't.
Thick. Oh, yeah. I know you particular have your own thinly sliced bread that you love.
I do.
But come on, man. I mean, you get to some of these parts of the country with like some curvature, some...
Florida.
Latin influence.
You mean Florida.
Brandon!
Some South Florida.
Wait, we talked about this last week and you weren't here. Oh my God. Did you listen to the pod last week, Brandon?
Of course not.
No.
Dumb. Brandon, I got to pull up my phone to ask this question because I had you in mind sort of about this to know if...
Sweet.
Because we were like... I have no idea what your sexual prowess is. I have no idea if you've like crushed it, or if you've been like pretty like conservative, or if you're like, secretly selling feet pics of your wife and
marriage?
She doesn't know. Yeah, exactly. Okay. This is. I'll read the thing for you.
Okay.
Do you like a finger in the butt?
This has this has nothing to do, and there's no. This is no reflection on your current life or your current wife, okay? Because she's great and your life seems awesome. So, except for the depression part and the wiener stuff. But this is the question we asked last week on the pod. Siege, will you look and see if anyone responded to this, please, while I'm... if you could sleep with one person of your past again, I'm not asking you to name names.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who it would be? If this is your hall pass that you could go back and sleep with... Now, as a guy who's, like, going through stuff and, like... is eligible to be sleeping with whomever. The setup to this was the I don't know if you have this problem or not, but the ADD drugs are giving me weird dreams. I want to start a segment called "What Did We Dream This Week?" because I've been having incredible dreams, and like they're not good, but they're also not terrifying. Yeah. It's just like maybe weird. I told this last week. Like one of the moms who's like a scientist or something like that. She's like literally like a. There's a word for the level that like a Rhodes Scholar type
lady scientist.
And I was like a lady scientist.
She's a doctor lady scientist.
Speaking of which, Siege says hi to your sister.
She's not a scientist. She works for an HVAC company.
Lady brother, whatever she is, whatever we call her. That's,
sister
that's
a, brother.
Sister brother.
Sister brother. Thank you. That's what I was saying.
And half sister brother.
She's white, surprisingly. That's weird.
No, you're thinking of brother.
Thank you. Where were we?
Something about Dr. Lady Scientist?
Oh, yeah. Like, I had a dream that, like, one of the moms at school, a mom of, like, 11 kids, it seems like, or whatever, like, I had a dream about her, and she was, like, sitting over on the rocks smoking a cigarette, looking cool. And I was like, Laura, you smoke? And she was like, yeah, moving along, stick or whatever, you know, she said something like that to me. And I was like, all right, geez. And I told her sister happens to have kids at my kid's school also. And so, like, there's like, they have a whole family thing going there. I was like, I had a dream about your sister. And she was like, not like that.
No, it was a weird one. She was smoking. It was cool.
She was like, neither of those things would ever describe Laura is her name or whatever. Yeah. So, I'm having dreams like that. I think I told the dream about gravy spooning me while I was sleeping, not in a sexual way.
Maybe from your view.
So on Teacher Brother's 21st birthday, Teacher Brother is very much built like Gravy, like stocky guy and thick.
Has the potential to be thick with three C's.
He's
but
so
not. He's not. But he could be.
No, yeah. Teacher Brother's like strong. He's a strong guy. And and so he, there was one night where on his 21st birthday, I took him out in Seattle. And he, we went out to a few bars, just the two of us. And then we went back
to, I was living close.
I was like living, not downtown, but I was like living Wallingford or something like that. Yeah. And we went back to my place and nice.
Wow.
And this is a weird response to the question I asked.
So anybody from my past? So we, I had the weirdest bedroom in this place, and I paid way too much money because, you know, Seattle. And I was also like 20, I don't know, 4 and had zero standards. So my bedroom was basically in a raised storage loft in this house that I lived in that I'd climb a ladder to get into.
Yeah.
And we didn't like have like a great living room or couches or anything like that. So my brother slept in my room with me. All right. My room was basically this loft with a mattress in it. And that was it. And like all my clothes were just on the floor. All like everything I owned was just kind of like on the floor in this room.
Could you even stand up in this loft?
No, I could not. And I lived there for a year. So I, and I paid like, I don't know,
this
like $800
a
month. So Steve,
again, the question is, if you could sleep with one person of your past again.
Your dream about,
it's about dreams.
Spooning
okay, good.
You.
Okay, yeah. good. Thank you.
So Steven and I, teacher brother and I go up there and we go to sleep on a king mattress and in the middle of the night I'm just being like pulled toward him and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And he's like, he's bigger than me, he's 3 years younger than me, and he's bigger than me, and he's like reaching over and grabbing my arm and like pulling me toward him. I was like, bro, like no I'm not
doing it.
He's fully asleep and he's just like, just he's not scooting toward me.
Jackhammer.
He's using his strength to pull me toward him. And I was
tractor
like,
beam, I was like, engage.
I mean, it's kind of nice, but no. Like, I don't. And anyway, I had to like wake him up because he was, you know, he had some drinks because he just turned 21. His little, yeah. Anyway, so I know what it's like to be spooned like a bigger man or by a bigger man. Great.
Well,
even though mine happened IRL and yours was by Gravy in your dream.
So, yeah, I want to do This Week in Dreams. I think that we should have that as a feature. Remind me of that later if you could, please.
The only response that we got to any of this was our good friend responding on Snowman 707 on Spotify says, best podcast ever, asterisk.
Thank you.
Down, 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 asterisk, freak.
All right.
So, all right. Thank you.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for that. We really appreciate that. I got one other piece of feedback from last week. I got to find it real quick if you can give me a second here.
Can I just say I do know who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I beep it? Do I know the person?
No, you don't know her. Okay. Do you know anybody that I slept with?
I mean, one.
I mean, I hope.
You know Cage.
Yeah. What's up, Cage?
Yeah.
It's Cage.
Does Cage smell like gravy?
Does Cage smell like gravy? What?
No, built like gravy. What's her tractor beam like?
I don't know.
She pull you in for a big spoon in the middle of the night.
I think he's got bigger nipples.
Ooh.
We won't know till you get till they dock.
Until they dock. Gravy, can I just say, hey, Gravy, I hope you're listening. Gravy being like the only person.
We didn't even say he wasn't here. We didn't even make it that far in the run.
Oh, yeah. Gravy's not here. Gravy, if you're listening, Cage is so unsure of you. And I don't mean like, I'm not, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Do it. It the wrong way.
No. She's just like, she knows Greg, and she knows Siege, and she just has had zero interaction with Gravy. And all she just knows is like, this guy all of a sudden was around that we're talking about doing things with, and his name is Gravy. She's like,
explain that he's a veteran.
I don't know about that.
And he's got a master's degree. And, you know,
he's a dad with young children. He's a veteran. He's a smart guy. Like, he works for a place. Like,
he's driving us out there to come see Brandon some weekend. You know, it's like, would she freak out if we brought gravy with us? Would that,
no,
would that be a deal breaker for her?
No, I think she's just, she's not like, she doesn't dislike gravy. I'm just saying she's unsure of, like, she's just, he's an unknown, yeah, quantity. You know what I mean?
So in the group chat this week, Siege sent, or I sent a video of, I guess dolphins are known to swim on their back and then pee on each other
so
in the water.
Awesome.
And then
hang dong out of the water.
And just... Siege was like, it's me or whatever. You know, he said something, you know, clever like that. And then Cage posted a picture of Brandon in the new hot tub. And I was like, well, there's Siege's toilet.
Guys, I was sitting in the hot tub right before coming in here to podcast.
We could tell by your crazy hair that you had hot tub hair. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
But then I went to send that post to the chat. And I couldn't send it to the chat because Cage is private, because obviously she needs to be, because this is a disaster. She's not friends with Gravy, so I couldn't send it to the chat. So if you could ask her to send me that picture, please, I'd be really grateful. That'd be nice.
I've got pictures of myself in the hot tub. I'll send you.
Ooh, yeah. Are they selfies?
It's mainly
we see
just
through
feet.
The water. We see your nipples.
Just, it's my wrinkly wet.
It's him docking
feet.
A nipple against the jet.
I got in the intake. Just sucking my nipple into the intake. There's milk coming out the jets. Oh man!
Oh my goodness!
All right. Well.
Wow.
Shout-outs to Ramona, who messaged us on the Instagram.
Talking
about last week's pod, in which we gave her mad props for being the only person we've converted to get a bidet from just listening or whatever. And she said, halfway through Nerd Talk, already have three comments. Ooh, one, I sent the bidet back. All right, well, I stopped reading there.
Well, all right.
Wait, they'll take a used bidet?
Just install it in the kitchen as a water fountain.
It was too much for me to manage in my current situation. All right, hey, I'm not, no judgment or whatever. That's great.
My,
and then she said some other stuff that
sounds...
I'm not going to...
Like, I can't use the bidet because of my current situation.
That's like what Siege's problem is. Well... So if you can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege, nerdtalkplus.com. There you go.
I can't breathe.
So, guys, this is exciting news. Again, nothing to do with science. Well, maybe a little bit at some point, but I'm on a board of directors as of today.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Not bad, huh? I don't know why anyone would want me on there. Some things I learned about being on a board of directors. One, in most cases, you are expected to financially contribute to said board in order to have a say in what the organization does. And
do you buy your spot on there?
Let me tell you, I feel like they should be paying me based on my current financial situation. But
jeez.
But I joined. It's for this ballet company in Seattle.
Ooh.
Technically Bellevue, I guess. And it turns out that I probably have some pretty good skills and could talk positively about myself for a good 45 seconds when I was introducing myself. So I got invited to come to this board of directors, and I was like, well, that's very nice of you to think that. And the lady was like, listen, there's no monetary, you know, minimum. And I was like, oh, if that was a thing, like, that's you're crazy if you think that I have any money, but okay. Okay, so I put it off and whatever. And so I joined the meeting today, and they're like, okay, well, here's who we all are. It's on Zoom, and there's 9 people total. Okay, now talk about yourself. So I do, and I, you know, can say nice things about myself, I guess. And then they go, okay, so go ahead and drop off the call now so we can vote whether or not we're going to have you. I was like, oh, wait, I was supposed to be impressing you? Like, oh, no. I thought it was a given. I thought it was like, you want to join the board? I was like, yep. And they were like, okay, cool, welcome aboard. And I was like, nope. So I had to drop off the call, wait till they voted, and then come back on. And I was like, if any of you did to me what they did to Ichiro, you're dead to me out of the gate.
Oh.
And then they're ballet people, so most of them do not get that reference, and I'm just threatening them right out of the gate.
Oh, my God.
They're like, who's Ichiro?
What's a Ichiro?
Yeah.
Listen, I stand up for the Asian community, all right?
No. What company did he dance for?
Stop Asian hate.
Dude, if there was ever any baseball player that could have danced ballet professionally, I guarantee it would have been Ichiro.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
So anyway, I joined the board of directors for something. I am terrified for the organization that they're letting me be in it. But then I was like, have you guys not thought about these 11 things that I've already come up with in this meeting? I'm not sure if that's the ADHD drugs that are making me powerful, probably, or if they've thought of those things already. And I just don't give them enough credit. They're like, of course we thought of all that, you idiot. Yeah. You've been here for 5 freaking seconds. So.
they were looking around their board, and they...
We need to diversify.
In 2025, they were like, you know, because of diversity, equity, and inclusion, we need to make sure we diversify the faces and the names here. We need somebody who does meth. Let's bring in Kirk.
I got good teeth and I do math. Woo!
They're like looking around at everybody at this ballet company, being like, which of these dads does meth? That guy.
So this is probably...
I don't know if your kid is doing it, but... anyway.
No, he's not.
Not but meth. I mean...
These are probably things... This whole podcast is probably something I shouldn't do if I'm on the board of directors or something. But
100%, yeah.
But
I shouldn't do my career or I should do this podcast for my job.
Listen, this podcast is better for both of your careers.
Oh, Idaho Spokane realtor singing guy. He did a post the other day where I was like, "P.U., get out of here." Usually I'm pulling for him. Not over you, because you're my number one. But like, usually I'm like, man, that's great to have fun people selling houses and stuff instead of the usual squares. And then he posted one. I was like, ugh, we are trying too hard for the algorithm, sir. So do better, other guy whose name I can't remember. And don't anyone tell him I said that, because I don't want to hurt his confidence.
I've never even...
I want to be supportive. So. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I probably shouldn't be on the board of... I was going to say something else about it, but I got distracted. But
it's the mess.
I probably shouldn't be because of this podcast, but here we are. So,
hey, I feel like that's a popular drug in the ballet community.
Gotta stay skinny, bitches. Let's go. Oh,
yeah.
This is something I shouldn't say. That was what I was starting with, and it's I actually kind of am a minority in our ballet community. Most of the kids in Bellevue Ballet are Asian kids.
Oh.
Sorry. I had my finger on the button.
And we'll be right back. Let's play a new game called Is He Joking?
I just read a thing about Ichiro's Mansion is kind of like in Bellevue, like Issaquah area too, right? So,
yeah,
does his kid do ballet?
I don't think Ichiro has kids, bro.
Oh.
I think he's too... The only balls he cares about... Well, that's not how you say that.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
I'm so glad we have those sounds back. I saw a post from Frankie earlier this week on... because that's Frankie's voice.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
That's
a Frankie fan.
About,
what up?
About how she got her job at the end a long time ago. I think.
I saw that post too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Old Brandon's been posting a lot about him writing stuff for the Spokane Business Butthole or something like that.
None of which have comment sections.
Yeah. Well, they
for
can't
a
because.
Reason. Yeah. I actually specifically requested that, hey, my friends,
please.
They're like, are you in the mafia? I'm like, in a way.
Before I even read the article.
Idiot mafia.
It's kind of the comedy mafia, please, if you could.
Yeah.
I scroll to the bottom before I even read it. I go back and read it. I do. I spend the time on the webpage just so you get credit and everything else like that. But
Brandon, I want to be honest with you. I do not. The last one I did not read.
Don't read them. They're so bad.
No, whatever. You're a good writer.
No, they're great.
Yeah, they're
the Eras Tour of Spokane. I mean, come on, Taylor
that's
Swift.
The only good. That's the only good thing that I actually enjoyed writing that one. But the rest of them are just kind of,
The hardest part for me is that you post them on Facebook, and I know Grandma Bobine or whatever your grandma's name is reading. That's a great name. I just
wow, Grandma Bobine.
I wish my grandma's name was Bobine. You're close. Like my meth dad, his mom's name is Barbara. Which is pretty close to Bobine, so
I'm
gonna start calling her that. She'd be like, "Oh, what's your? You already have a cute grandma nickname for me." I was like, "Yeah, Gerd came up with it. It's Bobine.
He's the best guy."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm used to that. Okay. Well, to be clear to everyone, I don't do meth. I take a methylphenidate or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Meth for short. It's kind of like Nicholas. Nick for short. We just call it meth.
Yeah. I'm not into gross stuff, guys. I don't know if like that's. I think that's the overwhelming theme of my life is that like I don't. I'm not. I watch my kid. We go to sit down at a booth, and he's like, "That one's dirty." Next, and we like keep going. I'm like, "That's not dirty at all. You can sit down." And he's like, "There's a crumb on it. I can't sit here." I'm like, "Okay." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm like that." Where I'm like, yeah. "Gross." I'm not into gross things. Like, yeah. It's probably why I'm not like.
We ate at Waffle House.
Well, I mean, I have. You know, the moment.
When in like, Rome.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I have an update. You know they won't let us sit at Waffle House now, our Waffle House, after sundown from Friday to Monday morning.
You can't sit?
Not at nighttime. Once the sun is down, we're not allowed to sit in there. We have to order to go.
Sounds because like of all the fights. In like 400 years, this is going to be like the...
This is the fulcrum.
Yeah.
This is the tipping point, right?
No, it's just going to be the lore. Like, they say, you know, like some, at some point, something happened with some culture where vampires couldn't be in the sunlight, right? And, or silver bullets kill werewolves. Like, something in 400 years or 500 years or 1,000 years or whatever it is, there's going to be some lore about, like, well, if you're in Waffle House after sundown,
the they make you into waffles.
Yeah.
They extract your batter.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. What were we saying?
Something about you who don't like gross things?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the overarching theme of my life is that, like, it's meth, but not for me.
Yeah. Not like real meth. Fake meth.
Yeah, yeah. No, the ADHD medicine that I take. Which I take the one, same one as you.
Meth.
What's the one that you take, Brandon?
Mine's similar. It's dextroamphetamine. I take amphetamines. You take
no,
meth.
No. That's right, switched. That's right. I switched. I'm no longer on methylphenidate. I take the I take the amphetamine.
Dextroamphetamine.
I think it's called Adderall. I think that's the one I take.
That's the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Is methylphenidate like Ritalin? Is that the...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. That's it. And so like I was... it was awesome when I was taking the Ritalin. Like, the lowest dose didn't really do anything for me, and then the next dose, except for the first day of any new these new drugs, I'm like, I will fight you all!
I took the drugs, and the drugs are working.
This is famously where I came up with, I will punch a guy through a guy.
Yeah.
That's for taking day one of drugs like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was to the point where the next dose up, I was taking it, and I was just like, you know how you ever get an eye twitch, and like you can feel it, but then you like look in the mirror and there's nothing there, and you're like, oh, I'm losing.
That
my
was
mind.
Your fists.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's some lawsuits. I'll be missing the next couple weeks or years. I don't know. We'll see. But I went and looked in the mirror because I was like, oh, I think I got an eye twitch. I looked at it and my eye was like twitching. I looked like a problem person. I wasn't having caffeine. I was like, like the next step, if they like would have increased the dose, I would have had sores on my face. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, so I told the therapist that, and she was like, yeah, let's not do that. And then I had like a massive panic attack where like my whole... I had such a bad panic attack that I couldn't speak words anymore. It was over folding paper cranes in a time crunch for my kid's project or something like that. And like I stopped being able to actually communicate the thing that I do for a living. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I probably shouldn't take these drugs anymore.
Origami is supposed to be soothing. You're supposed to do that like time,
well,
whatever.
You know, come over and try and do origami with
my son. I'm sorry, I've never helped my kid with homework. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like it would actually be the opposite. Like you'd be taking your meth or your amphetamines. You got your meth and my amphetamines, and then you would go to fold an origami swan or what is it usually? Is it a swan that you make?
Crane,
like that crane. Yeah, thank you. You would make an origami crane, and like by the
I
end
also
of
made
you,
a swan,
you've just made an origami Godzilla or something. You're like everybody else was making that, and you were just like, oh yeah, making the same thing, doing the same folds, and it came out as a pterodactyl.
Okay, wait, hold on one second. Like, and with like way too many folds, folds. Godzilla origami.
Ooh. Godzilla gami.
Easy. Ooh. That's the keys. You have to put easy, otherwise.
Okay.
Even the original Godzilla easy step by step done. Okay, doing that after the. Oh, there's a better one. 20 minutes. Ugh.
You can do it. It's relaxing.
It really is. Actually, I do a lot of it where I'm just like, I can't watch TV, guys. I don't know what to watch. I don't know what to do. I just want to watch TikTok and listen to the Stormlight books, and it's
You should watch Severance.
I should. I would. I'd like want to do that, but man, it is just.
Oh, you know what? There is a, I didn't even know about this until, I have a book recommendation for you.
Yeah, Gert. Let's go.
It's also Brandon Sanderson. And
Mistborn?
I think, no, yeah, I mean, yes, you should read Mistborn, but there is a, one of the, he had a group of books called Secret Projects that were kind of like one-offs, but they were also Cosmere novels, which are basically books that take place in the same universe. And this one is called The Sunlit Man. And so Mistborn...
Sounds like Siege we're describing here.
I know. Sunlit, I was like, wow. Hey.
Also, a.k.a. The Florida Man, a.k.a. Floridian Mandarin.
Yeah. The Sunlit Mandarin. the Sun-Kissed Florida Orange. Mandarin. There you go. The
you're not the Florida Orange, bro. It's the Mar-a-Lago one that's that.
Yeah.
So I think that... so Mistborn is a series that... it's taking place in three different trilogies, and each trilogy happens during a different era. And so the first era is kind of like steampunky, but like old. The second era, the one that I'm reading right now, is more like Western themed, like Industrial Revolution. The third era, that's not out yet and won't be out for a while, is supposed to take place in like the distant future, like space age.
Is it the same guy?
It's all the same author. Yeah.
Is it the same guy characters. Going through each?
Different Aww. Characters. Yeah.
He's
which
crazy,
is like
dude.
I'm not quite into the second series as much as I was into the first one yet, but this Sunlit Man takes place outside of Mistborn, outside of Stormlight, but it references a lot of the ideas and themes in those and like the physics, or I guess the like the magic system and all of those things, but it's very like sci-fi. Cool. it's Brandon Sanderson's like
you got to read The Expanse, bro. Like I keep telling you that
into sci-fi. I know I that's like on my list behind all of like the other 40 Brandon Sanderson books that I still need to read, because he puts one out every like 30 seconds. Do you think he's having AI write this stuff, or is he just a massive nerd?
No, that's autism.
He's on your meth.
Cool.
Dude is like to write the way he does is what, like,
for sure.
So. Yeah. I don't know how long the Oathbringer, that's the third, that we've really gone off the rails here, but the third book in the Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson is Oathbringer, and it's like so long, dude. It's like, I listen to the audiobooks for the most part, and I read a little bit of Kindle, but it's like 55 hours long or something like that, maybe more. And this chapter that I'm on right now, chapter 120, is 2 hours long, and his chapters are reasonable otherwise. Yeah. Like, you can read a chapter a night and be pretty okay or whatever, but like this one is 2 hours long because all of a sudden all of the stuff that he's been building up to and I've been bored about, like, it just, he doesn't go like and go. It's just like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, we're in the middle of the like most important
the thing,
all of it coming together. And he's so skillful at not just like here's a piece and it's like, well, I'm going to like drag you through this, and then all of a sudden it's going to be fully happening, and you're not going to realize that it jumped up on you like that.
It's crazy because like I
and every book is like that.
Well, all of them, like, and like the fifth one that I just finished a couple weeks ago is even longer. And but what's crazy is that like I was reading those books, and there's points in those books where like there's some parts that are just kind of turds, you know, like there's just parts of the books that you're just like, come on, like get like
hashtag Shalon.
We don't need all of this. And it's not because she's a woman. It's because he's a man writing a woman character poorly. But there's like these portions of it. But then you get to the end, or you get to like the climaxes of these stories. There's no climaxing in any of these. This is not your my wife's book club. Which I'm not saying
Kurt Russell
like
appears.
Yeah. Oh, she wishes.
No, she wants Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. She hates Kurt Russell.
They're the same thing to me. I don't so care at all. No, they're not. I get it. Like, you can.
But I
cool
just read another book that I was like, by the premise of it, I was like, I should be so into this. It's like also like fantasy, based on, you know, loosely based on Chinese culture. But then you start reading it, and you're like, it's basically a one to one of like Chinese mythology, essentially.
Cool.
That they are referencing, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be so into this. But then I started reading it. I don't know if it's because I've been reading so much Brandon Sanderson stuff that is so detailed and takes so long to build up, but this book just felt like it was skipping through character and plot development the whole way, and it's like a well regarded book, so I'm sure it's a me thing. Like, I'm sure it's,
you just got to switch to something else, like some throwaway in between, right? You just got to have a palate cleanser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you read Three Body Problem? Have you read those books?
No, those are also
those.
I started watching those.
hard sci-fi, the three body problem. It is
Siege is like, I ain't got no problems with three bodies.
Yeah. I'm hard.
I'm right here.
Damn it.
Picture it.
I can't. That's the thing. That's my special ability. Is that I don't.
That's your superpower. Is ignoring me telling you picture it.
Other than being the human bruise, I can't imagine things, and so I can only. I know. It's so weird because I can't imagine imagery in my head at all. So if you're like, picture Siege. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's I don't think I'm technically full aphantasia, which means that, like, if I say close your eyes and imagine an apple, I don't expect it to right now, but, like, you can picture an apple. All I see is, like, a cloud of swirling light inside of an infinite darkness. Whoa. That's all
imagery. He sees a black hole. Are you an alien?
Yeah, basically.
Coming from another dimension?
Hold on. I mean, no, I'm not. I'm definitely an American citizen. Not an alien.
No wonder the dancing horse people didn't want to come to your work.
To be clear, I am an American citizen. Everybody, I don't want to leave. I'm
that's
too lazy.
Exactly what an alien would say.
Hey, Riverside, can you be cool and like not transcribe any of that for the internet? Thank you.
I mean, the other stuff is so much worse. So, board of directors. Anyway,
dude, that's crazy. I didn't know that you. I've always heard that like there's. Well, maybe you tell me if this is similar. Sure. Do you have like inner dialogue?
Like
audible
crazy.
Inner dialogue?
Yeah, no. Like, so and it's probably part of what led me to what I do, and I've probably also refined it because of what I do. I can hear specifics in things really well. I can if I talk to somebody a couple times, I have their voice print in my mind forever. Yeah. Like I can imagine you saying something, Brandon. I can't recreate it somehow. Like I don't have that ability. But I can imagine both of your voices and Gravy too without seeing you guys at any time too.
Same.
I can the woman I married and my long-term ex-girlfriend have the same vocal style and pattern. They sound almost the same, like on the phone.
Just like Brandon?
Just like they both sound just like they have a mustache. It's so weird.
Amazing.
No, they don't. But like, I've never said this out loud actually, because like the first time I talked to Lori on the phone, I was like, oh, what? Oh my God, this is so creepy.
Wow.
Because the last gal I dated was so long ago that like we weren't on smartphones yet or whatever. So it's
so when people ask you if you have a type, it's just they have a specific voice.
It's voice.
Pattern.
They sound like Brandon.
And I'm into fitness too. That's the other thing. I'm not myself, but I'm into like.
Into people who are fit.
That's it's rude, but it's just what happens or whatever. So but I can't visualize things, so I can't draw to save my life without looking at something. I can't, like, none of that. I'm like a good photographer, but like I can't imagine what the shot's gonna look like beforehand. I can only see it when I see through there. And so it's nice though, because when Siege is like, imagine me as that dolphin, like if I'm not looking at that dolphin, like, but there is this weird thing that's like, I don't see it, but there's like a lingering, I can kind of imagine what that gif looked like, because I know like the orientation of the dolphin was like up into the left, and then the wiener was peeing up into the right, and then there was another dolphin there. Yeah. But like, I can't, what a great description, but I
Brandon's
can't
the other dolphin.
I can't close my eyes and see that. I literally don't, guys, I just see like a cloud of light, and it happens to be red right now, and it's like, that's it. It's really bizarre.
Corrupted.
Yeah. Gonna have to unplug it and replug it in.
No, please don't. Yeah. Am I corrupted?
That's crazy. So, like, if you like were to try to picture somebody's face,
I can't picture my mother, my child, my wife. Like, I can't any of those. I can't imagine. I know what you guys look like, but I can't see it. Oh, we're standing. Okay, good. I thought you were done, buddy. Oh, Brandon covered his face like you would with a toddler and did that. I don't. Oh, God. I started masturbating when I couldn't see him anymore. But
is that a pretty woman behind those? Is that a fit woman behind those hands?
Fitness is pretty to me, okay? That's what it is. Yeah, it's not, yeah.
So why are we friends?
Well,
he didn't say you were pretty.
Okay, so to bring this all together, Siege sends me this beautiful Godzilla light for the background of the podcast in my studio. Okay, that's probably not why he sent it, but that's what I'm using it for. And I hang it up, and then I'm about to hop onto this board of directors Zoom call. And I'm like, oh, do I take it down? So I was like, oh, compromise. I'll just turn it off. It'll just be in the background. No big deal. I didn't want to cover it up or what. I was running late. I was like 3 minutes late to my first meeting. It was awesome. And so I hop on there and they're like, whoa, is that Godzilla? And I was like, all right, these people are all right. And so yeah. Talk, do my part. And then they hang up with me so they can vote Ichiro me. And I turn it on while I'm like, well, I'm in the break or whatever. And they come back and they're like, oh, it's on. I was like, yeah, look at that. And so I take a picture of it happening, of the Zoom call. I take a picture of it and I send it to Siege because I intentionally did not share this with you guys because I wanted it to be a surprise for the pod and then Gravy doesn't show up. Get better soon, Gravy. But I sent a picture to Siege and his response to me was, say hi to Jamie for me. And that's Lori's hot friend who got me to do this.
Hey, Lori, if you're listening, say hi to Jamie for me.
Tell her he says what's up.
And so I was like, "I'm gonna, Brian, are you in trouble?"
No, I'm just looking up this person.
Anyway, and I was like, oh, that's probably Lori's hottest friend, I think. And then Siege was like, and I'm your grossest friend, so it's perfect. And I said, what, gross in spirit? Is that what I said?
Yes, something yeah. like that.
Siege is gross in spirit, but I have grosser friends. I know people who are, like, more disgusting than Siege, not in, like, a fun way, just, like, actually disgusting. Oh. I want to see what I said. I said, you, sir, are only said. You are only my grossest friend in spirit. I have a few much grosser friends. So there we go.
Thanks, buddy. I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. There we go. So anyway, I won't say the rest of what I said because it'll get me in trouble or whatever.
Yeah. But I was just ended there.
You know, just okay. Okay, bye.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.